Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, this is episode number 10 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of our episode is Healing the Hurt of Abortion. My name is Paula Harris, and my guest for this episode is Cindy Bradley. Hi, Cindy. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Paula. Thanks for having me.
Let me share a little bit about Cindy before we get started on our topic. Cindy has been a leader with the Healing Hearts Ministries since 2008. She found Healing Hearts while working at a crisis pregnancy center and knew she stumbled into something special. Her own life has been a train wreck of sinful choices, but she found healing and freedom in the pages of God's Word. Her past career pursuits have included music, accounting, and computer technology. But when she began to lead women to the freedom she found in Christ, she knew she was at home. Her life pursuit now is to spread Paul's message from Galatians. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Cindy has been enrolled in Education Foundation, CCEF, since 2010. She serves as a Healing Hearts coordinator at her home church, as well as on the state level for Pennsylvania. She also serves as a worship team member, and she's been married for 34 years and has two grown children. Cindy, you have seen the headlines about Planned Parenthood and the tragedies that have taken place with the bodies of the babies that have been aborted. And of course, they do not refer to them as babies, but products of conception. Another big headline lately, Cindy, as you know, was that the Pope extended mercy and forgiveness to women who had abortions by going through the priest to be reconciled to the church. This is a big issue, and I am so glad that you're here with us today. Yet behind all of these headlines, Cindy, you and I both know that there are women who are suffering for a choice that they had made at some time in their life. So today, in our brief discussion, I would like to extend hope along with you, Cindy, to these women. I would like for them to know that there is indeed forgiveness and healing for the hurt of abortion. So now, Cindy, what is the Healing Hearts Ministry all about?
Healing Hearts is a healing and discipleship ministry. We believe we serve a big God and that His Word is powerful. We believe He uses that powerful Word to heal any hurt when we bring it before Him. We walk specifically, intentionally, with women through the Word of God and help them to find hope and healing in Jesus Christ.
Wow, Cindy, that is so powerful. And I'm so thankful that God has raised up this ministry. Now, can you tell us, how does Healing Hearts, how did the Healing Hearts ministry begin?
Healing Hearts ministry really began with one woman, Sue Liljenberg, and her personal journey. She had an abortion at the age of 18, and 10 years later, God brought her to healing in His Word. Pretty soon after that, she began ministering to other women who also had had abortions. And not long after, she wrote the first Bible study, which is called Binding Up the Brokenhearted. God put a passion in her heart to comfort others with the comfort that she had received from Him, which He tells us in 2 Corinthians. We also have a post-abortion study for men that she went on to write, because this is not just a woman's issue.
Praise God.
She also wrote a woman's study for other hurts, and most recently, a new study for teenage girls. Wow. And you can get more information about these on the website that I will give you before we finish up our discussion.
Wonderful. That is wonderful, Cindy. So she's really covering all the different areas here. Now, can you tell us, why is a ministry like Healing Hearts needed today? Of course, I know we talked about the headlines, but you can explain further.
Well, the real problem is abortion hurts. There's an expression that time heals all wounds. That is just an expression. It's absolutely not true. It is only God who heals our wounds. U.S. News and World Report put out a study that told us 43% of all women in this country have had at least one abortion.
My.
That's a lot of women hurting.
Yes.
Most don't have any idea that there's that many of us out there. This makes us feel like we're the only one. A lot of hiding of a shameful secret. Takes a lot of courage for a woman who's had an abortion to come forward for help. There's still a big stigma attached, even in the church, which is where we should be able to come to
yes.
find help and love and forgiveness.
Most definitely, Cindy. So then, can you talk about that? What makes it so hard for women to step forward?
Well, it's shame, in a word. There's a tremendous amount of shame attached to abortion. Our culture right now, as you talked about in your intro, tells us that this is okay, this is our right to choose. But deep down, we know that we violated our own moral code when we abort. We were wired to nurture our children, not to abort them. So there's a lot of shame involved and a lot of secrecy, which is a hallmark of shame. Another big reason that this is needed is, or I'm sorry, that this is, it's hard for women to step forward, is that they're not always able to make a connection between the problems that they have and the life situations that they find themselves in and a past abortion. They've tried to deal with the pain of that abortion in their own way, which is kind of a form of self-medication, drinking or drugs or affairs, eating disorders. It can be anything, shopping, hoarding, anything that comforts our heart for just a little bit.
My, Cindy, we see, ladies, that this is really a big issue, and it's not any greater than any other sin. That's not what we're saying. But in this podcast today, we're addressing this issue, and we just want women to know that there is help. Now, what about the women who are believers? They have already been forgiven if they're in Christ Jesus. What about that?
That's absolutely true. And I've heard many women say, I know I'm forgiven. There's nothing else I need to do. And on the surface, that sounds very good, because it is true that Christ has forgiven all our sins and washed us white as snow. But we can be forgiven by God and still not be healed. Healing takes an intentional work of applying God's word directly to the wound. Just like a physical wound, it has to be attended to specifically and intentionally in order to bring healing. We can't just ignore it.
Amen. I agree. Amen. Now, Cindy, how does the study do that? What does it look like? Just in case someone really wants to get involved, can you give them an idea?
Sure. We at Healing Hearts walk alongside a client, and we take a very intentional, specific walk through God's word. We look at who God is. We look at who we are as sinners. What does that really mean? What does that really look like in our life? We face our choices. We admit what happened. We look at how it happened. What are some of the hurts that are connected with that? What has it left behind in us? Anger, blame, unforgiveness. We face those truths head on and hold them up next to God's word and allow it to wash and cleanse those wounds. We take an in-depth look at the cross of Christ and all that it means for our specific situation. You know, Paula, God is very personal.
Yeah.
And his word is meant to be applied personally and specifically and intentionally to our hearts. We help women learn to do that.
Amen. And we at Transform Worldwide Ministries, we're a teaching ministry, and our whole goal is to get the word of God out so that women can be delivered with the word of God. Really, the power is not in what we say, it's in the word alone. And so then we understand that we have Bible studies, but now how is your Bible study set up?
Well, every Healing Heart study is led by a trained leader. Every leader who leads this Binding Up the Broken Heart post-abortion Bible study has had an abortion herself. She's walked that path of hurt and of healing personally and has been called by God and trained to minister to others using God's word as the source, just like you said. The study groups ideally are set up in small groups of three or four women. Community is part of God's design, and we believe that healing is included in that. Sometimes that's not always available. Other people have time constraints as far as meeting on a weekly basis, mm-hmm. and sometimes groups are just not available in the area or at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the studies can also be done online in that situation. Even the online study pairs each participant with her own leader, and she communicates directly throughout the study with her.
That's wonderful. Now, how long does it take to go through the Healing Heart study? You know, what is the time commitment?
The Binding Up study is an 11-week commitment. In a live group, the first week would be an introductory week, and then it's followed by 10 weeks of homework and discussion.
Okay, and what happens once a study is completed? What can a woman expect?
She can expect that God will have met with her and changed her from the inside out. Of course, it's like anything else. What you put into it is what you get out of it. The homework is critical. God meets us during the week as we seek him and search in his word. And the weekly group meetings are critical too. But in general, she can expect to be free from the shame that she's been carrying. She can expect a better understanding of forgiveness. And honestly, I think that's something that we only ever scratch the surface of. There's so much more for us in that forgiveness of the cross.
So true, Cindy. And I pray that anyone that's listening to this broadcast or podcast and that you've experienced abortion, that you will know that there is healing in Christ Jesus. So we hope that you would take advantage of these opportunities. Now, I think it is good to have an online study for women. And of course, I said we have studies too, but it's with Healing Hearts, there's an online study for women who may still be afraid to come forward. So now it also allows you as an individual to complete the study in a time that's convenient for you. Now, Cindy, for someone who may wonder, is she able to do the study anonymously online?
Well, yes and no. In order to sign up for the study, you need an email address and a credit card. But that information is only stored on the encrypted server. The leader that walks through the study with the gal can't see any of that. You can use any name you want. I did a study once with a girl, and the only thing I knew about her was her name was the letter K. That's it.
That's good. That's great.
And obviously, she felt freer to share the depths of her heart with me if that's all I knew.
Right. That's good.
Some women prefer that. Others want someone they know, someone they can trust, and they don't feel comfortable confiding in a stranger. Everyone's different.
Right, right. And that's good because depending on who you are there that is listening, there are two options here. Whether you want to be connected and have someone know your name and information, but if you're just a little apprehensive about that, you can do it with maybe just a pet name or just a letter, whatever it may be.
Sure.
So please don't let that hinder you at all. Now, how would someone looking for help get connected and complete the study online?
Well, Healing Hearts has about 200 leaders around the country. So our website is really the key. It's www.healinghearts.org. And when you go to that website, you can search for a leader in your area if you're interested in a live group and see who's available there and email her and speak with her. If you're in this Chester County area. We have some leaders here. My email address is CindyB, CINDYB, at healingHearts.org. If you're struggling with a past abortion, or if you're thinking about having one, I would love to hear from you and have the chance to talk to you, plug you in, get you connected with a study and with some help. Again, if you're outside of that area, get online, see what's there. Sometimes there's not a leader available, or if you really want the online study for privacy or time purposes, it's available there.
Oh, Cindy, thank you so much. And our time has come to a close, and I just so appreciate your being here with me today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul. It's been a pleasure.
Now, in closing, please know that you do not have to continue to live with guilt and shame. There is true forgiveness in Jesus Christ. So now, please go to our website, given at the end of this episode, and click on Receive Jesus to experience that forgiveness in fullness as far as your eternal life. Now, until our next episode, be encouraged and smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.